What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some wild breaking news. Donald Trump just straight up admitted in a rage-filled Truth Social post that he has been handing out presidential pardons in exchange for favors. Just open, brazen corruption, the likes of which we have never seen in America before. Donald Trump has handed out almost 1,600, I believe roughly 1,600 pardons in the first 10 months of his presidency. Biden, throughout his 4 years, handed out about 140, and Republicans' heads were about to explode. Now Donald Trump is nearing 1,600, each one more corrupt and brazen than the last, and Republicans have their eyes entirely closed. This morning, Trump is angry that Representative Henry Cuellar didn't switch parties to Republican after receiving his pardon, which means that Trump offered him the pardon in exchange for switching parties. It's very clear what's going on here. Before I read this rage-filled Truth Social post, let me remind you, Donald Trump just pardoned the former Honduran president who was convicted by a jury in the United States of trafficking 500 kilos of cocaine from Honduras into the United States. Donald Trump pardoned him, and there are rumors that this man is going to be donating a lot to Donald Trump's cryptocurrency coin, which makes sense. What about this? Donald Trump, a few months ago, pardoned the Binance founder, who also helped drug traffic into the United States and to other countries, allegedly through his company Binance. There were encrypted, secure transactions that the United States didn't want anything to do with, and Donald Trump pardoned this guy. Insane stuff, all because it's corruption. Donald Trump gets crypto right into his wallet from these people, and we know that. Let's just take Chinese billionaire Justin Sun. He was not allowed to step foot into the United States because the SEC was openly and publicly investigating him for manipulating markets and screwing over and pumping and dumping a bunch of Americans with crypto, right? Well, Donald Trump then received $70 million into his cryptocurrency from Justin Sun. Justin Sun openly bragged about this, and Trump allowed him to the White House. Dropped the SEC investigation, placed pressure on all institutions to forget about it, and that is blatant quid pro quo. So, today, Donald Trump is angry that his quid pro quo didn't work. It backfired on him. He didn't get the pro quo part, if that makes sense. I want to back up for 1 second. Johnson was actually blindsided by Trump's original pardon of Henry Cuellar, who was actually a Democratic representative that was indicted on federal bribery, money laundering, and foreign influence charges. And then Donald Trump pardoned him, ending the case. Johnson was blindsided by this pardon, and here's the problem here. The Republican majority in Congress is very slim, and there was actually a high chance they could have found a candidate to beat Henry Cuellar. Cuellar is rather corrupt, obviously. Democrats can be corrupt, not to the extent of Trump, but this guy was corrupt, and he was being investigated for that. Now, Republicans actually could have knocked Cuellar out and beat him. But Donald Trump then took the gamble. Wait a minute, if I pardon Cuellar, he'll just switch to a Republican and we don't have to expend any resources on a race in his district. Wow, it's going to work out so well. Well, not so fast. President Trump didn't even tell Speaker Mike Johnson that he was granting a full and unconditional pardon to Representative Henry Cuellar before announcing it on Truth Social, Johnson told Axios. Trump's pardon boosts one of the House Republicans' top political targets and could hamper GOP efforts to protect their razor-thin majority in next year's midterms. Honestly, some bad, bad political instincts from Trump here. I think there are moments you can point to where his political instincts have helped him, like after the assassination attempt in Butler when he stood up and raised his fist. A lot of people were saying that was his instincts allowing for a good photo. I'm not someone to praise Trump. This is not praise. I'm just saying that is a good moment. This right here and what we've seen over the past 10 months are all objectively bad moments, both for the American people and for Donald Trump. Well, I guess this is good for the American people because, number one, it helps Democrats in the midterms, but it's bad because it's open, blatant corruption against someone who, helping someone who hurt Americans. Asked if he was surprised by Trump's pardon, Johnson said, I think he had talked about that since last spring. It wouldn't be a surprise to anyone, but it was surprising. He pardoned a Democrat because he was taking the gamble that this Democrat would come over, but now look how mad he is in this Truth Social post. He's essentially saying that he didn't get what he asked for. He didn't get what he was promised and that there's no quote-unquote loyalty. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. The Adam Mocker feed is rapidly growing, and it's because of you all. I appreciate every single one of you. So Donald Trump posted this. It's going to be a mouthful. He said, can you imagine the Democrats under the crooked Joe Biden administration, who always use extreme force and jail time to destroy their political opponent, wanted to put Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife in prison for 15 years, which I predicted these radical left lunatics would do. Yeah, we all know Merrick Garland, Joe Biden's attorney general, who was a bulldog. No, Merrick Garland was somebody who moved like a turtle. That was all of our criticisms of him for the past 4 years. Under Biden, we were all like, Merrick, January 6th is bad. Do something about it. And it took him like 2 years to do something about it. To continue, the Dems mercilessly went after Henry with everything they had. Dude, we gave him due process and a lawyer. And when you say the Democrats, you mean the justice system? So the justice system gives Henry Cuellar like a 12-month trial with lawyers and with all the resources he could possibly ask for. We're letting him run for office again. Like the justice system is working in a very fair and balanced way. And he's trying to spin it as the Democrats going after him. He says, they're looking to destroy him, his lovely wife, his two young daughters, and anyone close to them. Henry Cuellar did that himself when he did this corruption. When the Democrats overwhelmingly lost the 2024 election and the power with it, they did everything to keep going after the Cuellar family. The Dems were vicious, all because Henry wanted strong and border security. None of this is true. The Dems were vicious, and all because Henry strongly wanted border security. None of this is true. He was against illegals pouring into our country. The congressman didn't want gang members, drug dealers. Okay, blah, blah, blah. In the good old USA, it was very unfair to what they were doing to him. After reading it, I decided, in the interest of justice and based on the daughter's loving request, that I would give Henry and Imelda a full and complete pardon. I never spoke to the congressman, his wife, or his daughters, but felt very good about fighting for a family that was tormented by sick and deranged people. I signed the papers and said to the people in the Oval Office that I did a very good, perhaps life-saving thing. God was very happy with me. Then it happened, Donald Trump says. Only a short time after signing the pardon, Congressman Henry Cuellar announced that he will be running for Congress again in the great state of Texas, a state where I received the highest number of votes ever recorded. As a Democrat, continuing to work with the radical left scum that just weeks before wanted him and his wife to spend the rest of their lives in prison, and probably still do. Such a lack of loyalty, something that Texas voters and Henry's daughters will not like. Oh well, next time, no more Mr. Nice Guy. So, as Melanie points out, Trump is angry that Representative Henry Cuellar didn't switch parties to Republican after receiving his pardon, which means that Trump offered him the pardon in exchange for switching parties. Clear quid pro quo. Very clear what is happening. This type of corruption is unprecedented, even beyond the former Honduran president who was convicted of drug trafficking being pardoned. Even beyond that, which we shouldn't even put that aside, but even beyond that, even beyond the Binance founder being pardoned, even beyond the SEC investigation into Justin Sun being dropped, and even beyond the 1,500 January 6 pardons that actually hurt me to my core when that happened, because it is so awful for the United States. Like, a dozen people from those pardons have either been shot and killed by police or are back in jail after crashing the hell out. But even all of that aside, this pardon right here shows a level of unprecedented corruption and quid pro quo favor from the United States, from the president of the United States, than we've ever seen in the history of this country. It is disgusting, despicable, and we're going to continue to call it out on the Adam Mocker Show. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. This one straight up backfired on Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So he went above Mike Johnson's head, right? Mike Johnson then is like, what the hell, dude? We could have actually won this seat, but you took a gamble that this guy's going to switch parties, and then the guy doesn't switch parties. Actually laughable. I'll leave it there. Love you all. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.